And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Thursday morning, the 6th of July.
It's Thursday already. See, now that feels good. The weird
does feel
week.
Good.
I'm so thrown off. Now feels like a Tuesday.
Already.
Almost done with the week. Look at that.
I love how it was $2 a gallon for gas just a couple of days ago for the holiday because everybody travels, and now it's back up 20 cents. $2.19 down there.
Yep.
Go, come on now. What happened to the cheap gas?
Use your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card like I do.
Oh, well, she gets like $1.50 off gas. She never pays full price for gas.
Heck no, man. Ain't nobody got time for that. No.
I love my Fuel Saver card, yeah.
It's pretty glorious.
I'm with you, but I never have $1.50 off gas. I don't know what you're buying. She buys everything. She's like, oh, I don't need it, but it says 5 cents off gas.
No, but I only buy things. I've never buy things unless they're on sale or have Fuel Saver points. I have never paid full price for something.
So is it stuff you actually need?
Oh, yeah. I only buy stuff I need, but I'm only buying it if it's on sale. Like, I'm super generic. Like, my kids don't get name brand anything unless it's on sale or has Fuel Saver points.
But I've done that before. I bought, like, oh, I don't really need this, but it says 10 cents off gas.
Yeah.
I'll find a way to use it.
It doesn't save you money if you're not going to use it.
Well, it's to me, that's like the Costco principle. Who needs 172 rolls of toilet paper?
Right.
I mean, I know eventually I will, but I don't need to buy them all at once. And I don't have a place to store them either. So.
No, that's the problem, is the lack of storage. That's right.
I need 3 6-gallon tubs of ketchup. Like, nobody needs that.
I took my first trip to Costco yesterday.
First trip ever?
Ever.
What?
Mm-hmm. I've been to Sam's Club, but I've never been to Costco before.
Oh, okay.
It is glorious, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it is
pretty,
fun.
Pretty great. I'm like, they have a ton of this. This is amazing.
I do need 8,000 cake cups at the same time. Yes.
I found a 50-pound bag of rice, and I stood there. I'm like, do I need this? Do I?
What are you, a Duggar? No, you don't need 50
that
pounds
is all
of rice.
I really like rice. Of Vietnam, like in one bag for the year. So, I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, I do love it.
We got the Costco thing for formula back in the day. That's why.
Oh,
we
right.
Just go through formulas.
Oh, it's so expensive. And diapers, too. And wipes at that point.
Yeah, no question. So, All right, good start to Thursday. It's 10 minutes after 6, and here comes Jim with 10 items or less.
Ooh, everybody is talking about this Amelia Earhart story. We were talking about this yesterday.
I'm so captivated.
A newly discovered photograph suggests legendary aviator Amelia Earhart, who vanished 80 years ago on a round-the-world flight, survived a crash landing in the Marshall Islands. Now, this photo, found in a long-forgotten file in the National Archives, shows a woman who resembles Earhart and a man who appears to be her navigator, Fred Noonan, on a dock. The discovery is featured in a new History Channel special, Amelia Earhart, The Lost Evidence, that airs Sunday at 8. I will totally watch this, and I will go back and forth the entire time I'm watching the special, I have no doubt. But my gut reaction looking in the picture is like, that's not her. Of course that's not her. That woman has dark hair. That doesn't look anything like her.
It's a black and white photo from taken from far away. It could be her. It looks like her.
And here's the other thing from looking just at the picture. The guy who is supposed to be her navigator, he's wearing the exact same clothes as the other guys that are standing next to him. And to me, I'm thinking, would he be wearing, I guess if they gave him the clothes later. But I was like, he would be in different
clothing.
Yeah, he
was supposed to be their prisoner, so they dress him up, right?
And that's the other thing, is they don't look like prisoners in the picture. They're all hanging out, chatting. She's sitting on a dock, like, relaxing, getting a tan.
I feel so bad for Jen's girls. They have no chance. Jen is a detective in every sense of the word.
I'm with you. I mean, the like, Hunting Hitler, all the shows I love are based on, like, the slimmest premise that this could happen. But I still watch the crap out of it.
I know. Oh, I'll watch it, and I'll love it. But I think this is just a ratings grab, personally. It does make me want to go to Atchison, though. Chiefs, I love this idea. The Chiefs are introducing a mobile-only season ticket option. Fans can purchase the Bud Light Game Day Pass for $200. It guarantees a ticket to 10 Chiefs games, 8 regular season and 2 preseason. The seats will be in the upper deck at Arrowhead and will be delivered the morning of the game to the purchaser's cell phone.
Very cool.
$200 for that? Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. You pay that in parking now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Exactly. Salvi slugged a 2-run homer in the top of the 10th as the Royals outlasted the Mariners 9-6 in Seattle. Royals are off today. They finish up the first half of the season with a 3-game series against the Dodgers starting tomorrow night in Los Angeles.
And today's the last day you can vote Moose, right?
Hashtag vote Moose.
Yeah.
Do it. Everyone
3
is.
3 o'clock this afternoon. Final votes. That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Zeke, our buddy, knows all about Adele.
Oh, I love Adele.
Don't you?
I call her Adele. I love Adele. That's how she calls herself, Adele.
That's right.
I'm Adele.
Although she can't really talk now.
Why?
You gotta her voice is shot.
You know how many people wish that happened to me? You know how many people?
I mean, how many in this room?
Just in this room. You guys have a great show. I love KC 102.
Oh, God bless you.
And not just this room, but your room also. They wish your voice was shot.
Zeke, everybody.
Hey, Zeke, everyone.
All right, back to the impossible question. Your chance to win concert tickets. 100 years ago, only rich and famous people ate this. What is it?
All right, we're going to find out here at 816-576-7102. We start in Eudora. Here's Megan. Hello, Megan.
Good morning.
What were the rich people eating?
I actually know this answer because we were just talking about it at work the other day. Is it peanut butter and jelly?
It is.
It's what?
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Really?
Why were you talking about this at work the other day?
One of my doctors brought it up because they were talking about fancy food and
It's
and one of our coworkers had never eaten a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
What?
Yeah.
Never had PB&J?
Yeah, I'm with you there.
I love peanut butter and jelly.
I can't stand
peanut butter and honey.
Oh, that's good, too.
I would not have wanted to be rich.
Well,
look what happened. And you got your wish.
Congratulations. Yeah, because peanuts were so expensive. That's why only rich people could eat it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, you got it right. So Queen and Adam Lambert, or you can go see One Republic at Sprint Center this weekend. What would you like?
One Republic.
Done.
Yeah. Tickets are yours.
Here's what's still coming up on the show with Jen and Truda.
And just gag me with the peanut butter. Oh, you guys really like that?
And do you know what's even better? Try this, Shaylee. Take peanut butter and jelly and mix it into oatmeal, and it tastes like a soggy peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That sounds disgusting.
Oh, it's amazing.
Now I'd rather have the slop from Big Brother.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The Amelia Earhart debate that has gone on in this studio for the past 10 minutes is ridiculous.
Why didn't we record that? Should be on the podcast later. We could do a whole podcast about Amelia Earhart.
History Channel should be calling us because our opinions are clearly brilliant.
We know the answer.
In 3 minutes of looking at a blurry photograph, we have figured it out on the internet.
We have all the answers.
All of them.
Oh, Instagram is shutting down Rob Kardashian's account after he posted a series of photos and messages aimed at his ex, Blac Chyna. That didn't stop Kardashian from getting his point across. He took to Twitter to post the same nude photos of his ex and called her out for alleged cheating, extortion, and drug use. Kardashian went on a social media rampage yesterday morning after he claims to have caught Chyna cheating. Man, they went back and forth and said some ugly things.
Uh-huh. And of course, like anyone good on social media, I screenshotted as much as I could.
Oh.
And he's going to be guilty, experts say, of violating California's revenge porn law.
Although the only
except she liked his picture.
So they're saying that may be a problem.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Apparently,
I like the fact that you're extorting me. Thank you.
Right.
What a mess.
That's kind of a passive aggressive move.
Yeah, exactly. Some animal lovers. Oh, did you pull this Katy Perry clip? I didn't tell you to. But some animal lovers are criticizing Katy Perry for a new commercial advertising her upcoming Australian concerts. In it, she says to her dog, "Come on, Nugget, let's go chase some koalas." Well, she was apparently unaware that dogs attacking koala bears is actually a major problem in Australia.
It is?
So she's facing some criticism over that.
And the dingo ate my baby.
Mm-hmm. Former Biggest Loser host Allison Sweeney has been granted a restraining order from a guy she claims has been harassing her on social media for years. According to TMZ, a judge has ordered John Christopher Levisi to stay 1,000 feet away from Sweeney, her home, car, work, and kids' schools. Sweeney claims his messages have gotten more threatening over the past 9 months, with him allegedly trying to extort thousands of dollars from her. That's your entertainment news for Thursday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We've been talking nonstop about Amelia Earhart, trying to figure out if that was her or not in the picture. And then I pull up this list of
the most
popular names of 2017 so far. Amelia's number two. How about that?
You're lying.
Weird coincidence.
Are you serious?
Yes, it's number two
on
the list.
This is all a weird coincidence. It all ties together somewhere.
How does that happen? I don't know one Amelia.
I'm trying to think.
Besides Bedelia.
I'm going.
Are you serious? Okay, yes. Call up if your kid's name is Amelia.
There you go.
I know a middle name. That was her middle name, or is.
Number one most popular name so far for girls in 2017, Olivia. I do know a million Olivias.
Yes. Yep.
Amelia's number two. Then Charlotte, Isla, Isabella, Ava, Aurora, Evelyn, Penelope, and Eleanor, rounding out your top 10.
Hmm.
And I'm pretty sure the trend is still continuing because we saw this a few years ago where people started naming their kids after, like, grandmas and great-grandmas. So there were a lot more of the Eleanors, the Mabels, Grace, the older
sure.
type names. And that seems to still be what's going on here. Ophelia is up pretty high. Top 100 names for boys so far this year, Asher is number one.
Is that right?
And then Atticus, number two.
Okay.
Jack, Ezra, Theodore, Milo. Milo Ventimiglia. I don't know if
after
it's Milo
this is
or
us,
Milo.
That's going to be huge, right?
Jasper, Oliver, Silas. Thank you, Justin Timberlake, for bringing that back. And then Wyatt, rounding out those top 10.
Yeah.
How did you come up with your daughters?
I've heard a lot of those, but I've not heard an Amelia. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So Addie is actually, Danielle's great-grandmother was Ida, I-D-A, and so Addie is just Ida backwards, A-D-I.
Oh, that's cute.
So it's kind of an homage to her while having a different name.
Right. The updated version.
Sure.
We did. I got to pick the first names, and then my husband is a huge Cubs fan, so then their middle names. My older one is Carrie, named after Harry Carey. Famous Cubs broadcaster, and then my younger daughter has two middle names, Ryan and Dawson, named after Ryan Sandberg and Andre Dawson from the Chicago Cubs.
It's good.
Yep.
And Shaylee, have you picked out any future kids' names?
No.
Come on. There's some.
Every
I know,
girl does, it seems like.
I know you well enough to know there's some names rolling
every
around.
Every one that I picked out, then I meet somebody, I'm like, ooh, I'm not naming my kid after you.
Okay, so Sydney after Sydney LaRue.
What? Actually, that was one.
See, we know you too well now.
But see, the other one that I really loved, it was on The Real Housewives years ago, and then everyone named their kid this.
Cash?
London.
London?
Yeah. She was the Beverly Hills one, I think. Or OC. I don't remember.
Huh.
But I've met a lot of Londons, though.
I've never met a London.
Oh. No.
Well, and I love London, so I was like, that'd be great.
I think you could still go with that.
It's not happening anytime soon. Let me clarify that.
Dom Dwyer? That's good.
Right, after his dad?
That's a pretty good.
That'll be great.
Or you just name them after the entire Dwyer family.
Beasler, Dwyer. I'm just going to have the whole sporting team on there.
So you're saying a baby's not coming soon?
No.
We could bring people up to date. Love and the Chip Isle guy, that did not work out.
No.
So we're back to square one. You're back.
Aren't
in
we always?
You're back in the chip aisle looking for someone else.
No, I'm just in the chip aisle
just
eating.
Just trolling those blue diamond chips. That's all she's doing, folks. That's all. Just go find her today.
Oh, hold on. We just got a text that said my ex's family is related to Amelia Earhart.
What?
Now I'm fascinated.
Now I'm in.
Let's get Jim from Spring Hill in here.
Call up and tell us where she was in 1937. Come on, let's go. I do want to hear from people. Do a little Snapchat here. 816-576-7102. How did you get your kid's name? And share with us your child's name, especially if it's a recent kid. Want to know if it made the list here and how you came up with that.
3897 texted, I have three friends who have kids named Amelia.
Oh, wow.
See?
I have not heard one Amelia. I've got to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know many in the top of this list. I don't know any Evelyns or Penelopes.
Kardashian, duh.
Yeah, because we're besties?
Yeah.
She studies that show so much. She will just know right off the bat. There.
Is Dream on that list, too?
Dream is not up in the top 100.
What about North? A lot of Norths on there.
Saint?
Yes.
Not seeing a lot of that.
No.
All right, 816-576-7102. Text or call. It works both ways to share.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Talking about baby names and how you got them.
Going back a bit on the text line, Shaylee, mentioning that you were single again, we did get a text from 2256 that said you can go to Lee Summit Volkswagen to meet my son. He's single.
Okay.
So you got that.
Well, there's options.
Forget the chip aisle. You need something new. You need to go car shopping.
I like that. I like that our listeners look out for you.
I do. I appreciate
and
that.
And try to steer you to where the men are.
But this new list came out of the most popular baby names of 2017 so far. And up at the top, number two, was Amelia. And we're all obsessed with Amelia Earhart right now. And is this really her in the picture?
I think she's actually a housewife.
That is one of the theories. Mm-hmm. She's a real housewife in New Jersey. But so we were asking people to call and text with how you came up with your baby names. I love this one. They said the fact that my husband and I are nerds impacted our children's names. They have one named after a character from Avatar. The other one named after Flynn Rider from Tangled. So his name is Rider. That's cute.
That's a cool name.
Cute.
I like that.
Jaka. My husband had a classmate with that name. He thought it was cool. So our four-year-old is Jaka. And our eight-month-old is named Kaylee after the character in Firefly Serenity.
Hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
We got a call here, 816-576-7102. It was saying that I did not know some of these names here on the list, but Carrie in Lewisburg, good morning. Welcome to the show. What is your daughter's name?
Amelia.
Aha. Ooh. We have an Amelia here. And what made you pick that name?
We were looking for an A name because my husband's name was D, mine's C, and my oldest daughter's was B. So we were looking for A names, and we were just going through a list of A names, and we came up with Amelia.
Oh, there you go. So now you're A, B, C, D?
Yeah.
Cute.
And how old's your daughter?
She's six.
Six, okay. So even as far back as 6 years ago, picking the picking the Amelia name.
Yeah,
nice.
You were ahead of the trend.
Right.
Yes, I was.
You started it all, Carrie.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
0416 texted, we will have our first baby here soon, naming her Olivia Royal. My husband loved the name Olivia. We were married. What was it say? We were going to have... Oh, they announced what gender we were going to have at a Royals game, and all of our dates before we were married were spent at Royals games, so that's how we picked Royal.
Oh, cool.
That's cute.
Olivia,
I like Royal.
That. I think there are going to be a lot of kids now in the post-World Series era that have Royal as somewhere in their name.
Or one of the players inspired.
Right.
Yeah.
There's going to be a moose out there somewhere.
There's going to be a baby Salvi.
Aww.
His baby, by the way,
adorable.
Is insanely adorable.
Yeah.
Hashtag vote moose.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Shaylee's here with the All Access.
We're talking all the baby news, and Lauren Conrad and her husband William Tell welcomed their baby boy yesterday.
Aww.
Any guesses what his name is?
It's going to be something adorable and cute, and everyone will name their children after it.
They already kind of did. It was on one of the top 10 lists before. Liam James Tell.
Aww.
6 pounds, 14 ounces.
I feel like Liam's kind of a big name now, too, because of One Direction, right?
Duh.
Not Liam Neeson. That's... Not where it's coming from?
No, probably not.
Particular set of skills
yes.
in naming children.
And their two puppies, Chloe and Fitz, aren't so sure about him yet. But he's only a day old, so he'll have some time. And Jen?
Yes.
Truda? Two of your favorite people. Mm-hmm. Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda was having lunch with Weird Al, which I find very weird anyway.
They're really good friends.
And they found out they were getting stars in the Hollywood Walk of Fame at the same time.
That's amazing.
I was having lunch with Weird Al. I was there in L.A. And, you know, he's become my friend, which is one of the all-time, you know, joys of my life. And so I was having lunch with him when we found out we're both sort of class of 2017. So that's, you can't even dream up something like that. Like, someone revive 10-year-old me
and
tell him it happened.
That's such a random combination.
I don't know if you heard this, Shaylee, but the day after they found out they were getting stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, I got to meet Weird Al.
Yeah.
And
no, I
got
remember.
To congratulate him on that very thing.
I think I got elbowed in the face by you when you were running.
So Weird Al goes from Lin-Manuel Miranda to Jen.
Very similar.
Well, I'm just saying.
You vicariously met him.
Status
runs the gamut.
Goes.
Yeah. Basically the same.
Uh-huh. And now they have these Hamilton instrumentals so I can sing along in my car.
Oh,
karaoke.
Good. Oh, good.
Oh, it's good.
I can't.
And coming to Kansas City in like 47 years, you'll be able to see it.
That's right. Or I'll perform it for you free on the street corner.
Okay. No one needs that.
Are we still talking about Hamilton?
I don't know. Moving on. Ronda Rousey is the latest celebrity to have her house burglarized, and her Olympic rings were taken.
Wait,
why would you break
somebody?
Into her house?
She can punch you in the face and knock you out.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Wrong house to break into, although it seemed to work. I guess they got away with it so far.
Right when we got to the house, we realized we were robbed. And someone had been squatting in my house for like 3 days, sleeping in my bed, stole my Olympic ring, stole my gun, all my precious jewelry, every headphone in the house. And it was like things that you realize that are going on. Like, you know, you don't realize everything at first. And you're like, where's the headphones? I'm like, nope, all the headphones in the house are gone. And it's like,
don't take my Beats.
That's got to be an inside job, doesn't it?
Somebody squatting in her house for 3 days while she was gone?
Yeah.
Did they not have an alarm system?
Well, and her fiance found him over across the street at the skate park.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Is this like kids?
Yeah, I assume so.
Hey,
I would hope so.
Squatting in a house, stealing everything, and then you
But why would you choose her house?
And why would you hang out across the street
you.
Afterward?
Well, it was very intelligent people, clearly.
Yeah. Hmm. You're just listening
anyway.
To Hamilton now, aren't you?
So, yes, I am.
Okay.
Only got one
That's
shot.
That's your all access.
I'm not going to give it a shot.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Hey, let's play a round of Google Predicts.
Brian, you up today.
I'm up. I have to guess.
Some good ones. And if you, I have five of them for you. I think there's
You're stretching it.
One involving a dog that I think you might be able to get. The other ones, no way.
Oh, I'm excited. Okay. Rocky, how many do you think I am actually going to get in the Google Predicts game?
Oh, okay, no.
Nope. Mm.
Rocky?
Let's listen in her secret conversation.
Oh, hello?
Hi. What you doing?
Oh, well, I'm trying to listen to the radio, and I was trying to figure out if I was playing against somebody or if I was actually playing the game myself.
Well, we're going to make it very simple for you. Brian has five guesses at Google Predicts. You have to guess how many out of five he will get correct.
So I'm going to guess how many he's going to get correct?
Yep, 0 to 5.
That's it, yep.
I'm going to say 1.
Yep.
That's a good guess, yeah.
That's probably good.
That's probably right on. So there you go.
If you're lucky.
Right. Yeah, I know, exactly, right?
Tickets on the line. Okay, are you ready, Brian?
Okay, I'm going to prepare myself for one moment. And okay, all right, we've got 60 seconds on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
I am ready.
Where do I buy?
Clothes, dogs, food, hot dogs, cameras.
No.
Underwear.
No. Nope.
Amelia Earhart pictures.
No.
Where do I buy seeds? Where do I buy weed? I don't know. Liquor. Alcohol.
No.
Okay, I'll come back to that.
Is it okay to...
What's your pants in public? is it okay to not wear pants? Is it okay to ask for a raise? I'm gonna pass.
Can a dog
scratch himself? Can a dog take selfies? Can a dog learn languages? Can a dog learn words? Can a dog speak? Can a dog understand us?
No. Can I eat
berries, grapes, food? Leaves, bugs.
You got none of those correct.
Oh, man.
Where do I buy Garth Brooks tickets? That's the number one thing that comes up on Google.
Duh.
Well, still to this day?
Yeah.
Well, he's still performing.
Everlasting effect there.
This one is bizarre. Is it okay to swim with Jeff Goldblum? Who's that? Put that into your... He's an actor. Put that in and see if that comes up on yours, because that's the first thing that came up on my computer.
What was it?
Is it okay to swim with Jeff Goldblum? So I put in...
Yeah, that's the first thing. Who is that?
Are you serious? That's across Google.
Yeah. On mine, yes. That's what comes
gosh.
Up.
Is it okay to swim with Jeff Goldblum?
Is this a thing?
I'm so confused.
It's got to be a movie quote, right? That would be a thing. Joey, do you have any idea?
Does that mean
anything
to you, Joe?
I'm getting the same thing, and I have no idea.
Right. That's crazy.
Can a dog get a cold? That's the first one.
Right.
Can I eat... It was shrimp while pregnant. That was your next one.
Yep.
So you got 0. Rocky, he failed you. We're going to give you the tickets anyway. Queen and Adam Lambert, you're going to the show Sunday.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
And here we are for Thursday morning on the show with this big Amelia Earhart story everywhere.
And I didn't realize until just now, because I keep going back and forth. I'm like, there's no way that's her in this picture that just got unearthed.
But it is.
But now I'm reading, it's the 80th anniversary. So you think this picture just happened to get found on the 80th anniversary and they just happened to do this big TV special?
Well, it clearly wasn't for that. It happened to be a coincidence.
Oh.
Yeah, I think they've been working on it for a while.
Mm-hmm. That it was lost.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It just happened mm-hmm. to...
Well, it takes time to make a TV show.
Have you never watched National Treasure?
No, I don't think I have.
What?
No.
Wait, hold on. Can we just relish in the fact that I've watched a movie that Jen has not?
I've never seen this.
Well,
this is what
I don't know
like.
If I would be proud of National Treasure.
I love that movie.
Is it factual? I thought it was a documentary
on
PBS.
No, it's not factual.
It's a Nick Cage movie. Oh. There's one and two.
Okay. All right.
Oh, who's the girl in it, though? It's the Diane Kruger.
Oh, right. You love her.
You would know that.
She's a national treasure.
Oh,
this
geez.
Photograph has come up. Amelia Earhart, they say, sitting on a dock. Her navigator standing there, possibly her plane to her right.
Let me tell you, this morning at 6 a.m., she was a total skeptic.
Yes.
By 6:30, she was starting to come around. By 7 o'clock, she was totally on board.
And is having a viewing party.
Yeah, and is now having us all over to watch this special.
I told you, when History Channel airs this Sunday, I will be waffling back and forth like a crazy Ohio voter. I will be going back and forth like, Oh, I'm in. It's her. No, there's no way that's her. That's what always happens.
We should set up the video camera just this.
You know, it got us on the other things, and I would like to know, hey, real quick, if you do weigh in, 816-576-7102, it's a number that you can always call, you can always text us on that same number. What are the things that you get wrapped up in? Shaylee, I know that you love the JFK assassination
as well. I love the JFK assassination. I love the JonBenet story, the Natalie Holloway story. I'm in all of it.
Have you been to Dealey Plaza? I have not.
No. And I want
you have
to
not?
Go.
Oh,
I have not.
I have. I mean, multiple times. I grew up in, I'm born in Houston, family in Dallas.
And do you stand there and do the whole, like, figure it all out
in
your head?
If you want to dodge traffic, you can stand on, they have the X on the ground, on the road, where the car was when he was shot.
Yeah.
And you can stand there, you can stand feet away, you can stand where Zapruder took the film, and you can just think about what that day was like in 63 and just go, man, because we've all seen it a million times, and you're just, you're looking at it, and it's a lot to take in.
We need a show field trip.
Yes.
That's a good point.
Road trip.
I love D.B. Cooper.
Okay.
The bar and the guy.
Right. So I'm in for JFK. We just went to, and it's not a conspiracy or anything, the Steamboat Arabia Museum, which I had never been to in Kansas City. I thought that was fascinating. All the stuff that they found on this ship from 130 whatever years ago.
Right.
Incredible to find that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm such a museum dork.
I so badly wanted to go to the Titanic Museum when we were in Branson.
So good.
It is a good one.
Oh, I didn't go to the Branson one.
Yeah. You can touch an iceberg. You can dip your hand into what the water felt like. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Do they let you lay on the door to find out if Jack and Rose could have fit on that what piece of wood together?
Oh, they definitely could have.
And then you stand up front and say, I am the king of the world.
Who has not done that on a boat?
You have to do that. Yes. You have to.
All right. Viewing party at my house. This is a limited invitation. This
and
is
it
not
is
for...
pants optional, right?
Well, what? I mean, it's Sunday night. That's standard.
Okay. What?
I'm just asking, because Sunday night, normally I would be in shorts watching Big Brother.
I don't know how to take that.
Well, now Shaylee's out. More pizza for us.
Yay!
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Instagram is shutting down Rob Kardashian's account after he posted a series of photos and messages aimed at his ex, Blac Chyna. That didn't stop Kardashian from getting his point across. He then went to Twitter to post the same nude photos of his ex and called her out for alleged cheating, extortion, and drug use. Kardashian went on a social media rampage yesterday morning after he claims to have caught her cheating. There's a whole lot of elements going on into this story. They're saying that Chyna actually liked the photos when he posted them, so that's causing an issue.
Like, I look good.
And his family, of course, getting involved, saying that they're hurting their baby, which, because he made some comments that she was using him to get back at Tyga. There's a whole thing. There's a whole lot of family baby daddy drama going on here.
Were they not broken up already? I mean, are they?
It was an on and off thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't post everything on social media. Just don't. Some animal lovers criticizing Katy Perry for a new commercial advertising her upcoming Australian concerts. In it, she says to her dog, come on, Nugget, let's go chase some koalas. Well, that's a problem.
Good girl, Nugget. I'm Katy Perry, and I am so excited to be bringing my witness tour down under. Okay, Nugget, it's time to get your puppy passport. Let's go chase some koalas, Nugget.
She was apparently unaware that dogs attacking koala bears is actually a major problem in Australia.
Uh-oh. Is she aware that the dingo ate my baby?
Former Biggest Loser host Allison Sweeney has been granted a restraining order from a guy she claims has been harassing her on social media for years. According to TMZ, a judge has ordered John Christopher Levisi to stay 1,000 feet away from Sweeney, her home, car, work, her kids' schools. Sweeney claims Levisi's messages have gotten more threatening over the past 9 months, with Levisi allegedly trying to extort thousands of dollars from the TV personality. That's your entertainment news for Thursday on The Show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.